This weekend, the Ozark Society will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a two-day celebration at the Tyler Bend Recreation Area located just south of St. Joe, Arkansas. Carmen Quinn, Communications Chair of the Ozark Society, says the group developed when several people united around the issue of preventing the damming of the Buffalo River.
The Ozark Society was formed in 1962 by Neil Compton and Doug James and several other people. It was actually formed as a chapter of the Nature Conservancy, and it used to be called the Ozark Society to Save the Buffalo River. And they shortened it, of course, which was a good thing. And they were formed specifically to try to stop the damming of the Buffalo River. They wanted the Army Corps of Engineers wanted to dam it, and the Ozark Society and other people, along with Paul Hammerschmidt, which you may already know, and worked very hard. And in 1972, President Nixon signed the law saying that the Buffalo was our first national river, and that was in a large part due to the efforts of the Ozark Society. And we're still active. Our motto is conservation, education, recreation, and we go on hiking trips. We have classes and, you know, learn about Leave No Trace, and, you know, we're involved in other conservation efforts throughout the state.
Following the success of keeping the Buffalo River free-flowing, the Ozark Society has continued its conservation work. During the past five decades, the group has built and maintained trails along the Buffalo River, organized the effort to create the first two wilderness areas in the Ozark and Ouachita National Forests, and helped pass the Arkansas Wilderness Act of 1984 that led to more wilderness areas in the state. The organization has also helped save seven scenic and recreational waterways in four states from being dammed. While this weekend is about celebrating the group's past accomplishments, Quinn says they have not lost sight of the Ozark Society's future.
We had been involved with the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service trying to get an injunction on the fracking, so we're kind of interested in that topic. And one of the second night this weekend, the speakers will be focused on the future of the Ozark Society, increasing membership and increasing our visibility and how to grow the organization.
Despite the river being low, Quinn says she hopes the weekend celebration will still include float trips. Other activities planned for the two-day event include hiking trips, potluck suppers, musical entertainment, as well as visits from a member of the National Park Service and a charter member of the Ozark Society who will serve as guest speakers.
Doug James that is going to speak, and he is a charter member, and several of them have passed away. You know, most of them are gone, are not with us anymore. There are some original members left, but they're getting up in years. But we still have a pretty big membership. We have over 800 members, and we have members in Oklahoma, Louisiana, Missouri, and Arkansas, and there'll probably be people from all of those states coming for this weekend.
Quinn herself became a member of the Ozark Society about 11 years ago. After moving to Arkansas from Georgia, she began volunteering at Pinnacle Mountain State Park, where she met some people who invited her on a float trip. From there, she became involved with the group's Pulaski chapter. She eventually volunteered to help with the organization's newsletter, and she is now a board member. Quinn says the organization is comprised of wonderful people who have a great mission and who have accomplished a lot.
The Ozark Society is, you know, a treasure in Arkansas, and it's a treasure nationally, and the Ozark Society was instrumental in helping it be preserved. So we do want to celebrate that. We want people to be aware of who we are. We'd like them to come to our meetings and be more involved and in helping keep Arkansas, the natural state, beautiful. You know, it's a beautiful place. We'd like to make sure it stays that way. And as I said, one of our focuses is education, too, and you know, we have meetings and every month, and speakers who talk about ongoing conservation issues in the state, and it's a very worthwhile organization.
More information is available at www.ozarksociety.net.